Hi, I'm Katie.
I'm Bree,
And I'm Mikram.
and
And
this
this
is
is
Grounded
Grounded
for
for
Life.
Life.
Usually, birds of prey are spotted circling high in the sky or perched silently in the wild. I know we've all seen those giant vultures circling around campus, but that's not where you'll find Toad, a one-year-old eastern screech owl that calls the Carolina Raptor Center right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, home.
Toad is one of the Carolina Raptor Center's avian ambassadors. Avian ambassadors can be found lining the 3rd/4th mile trail of the Dalata Nature Preserve and comprise more than 30 different birds of prey from all over the world. These birds have an important job of inspiring the Carolina Raptor Center's 30,000 annual guests to be stewards of the natural world and learn how to be good neighbors to raptors.
Toad is one of the cutest little cotton balls you will ever see. She was brought to the Carolina Raptor Rehab Center as a baby, where it was decided that she would not be able to be released back into the wild due to her comfortability around humans and her damage to her hide, hindering her ability to hunt and escape predators.
This little bird has such a big personality, but an even bigger lesson to share. Today we're talking with one of Toad's caretakers to learn what life in captivity looks like for her and the other avian ambassadors that call the Carolina Raptor Center home.
To help us break down the ethics of keeping birds in captivity, we have invited McKenna Chow onto the show. McKenna is the curator of birds at the Carolina Raptor Center.
I'm the curator of birds, so I oversee the welfare of our avian ambassadors. So I make sure that everything welfare related is getting done. That includes proper training with our ambassador birds, proper diet prep and distribution, cleaning enclosures, changing waters, making sure all of the birds are healthy, both mentally and physically, and kind of overseeing again, like the all-encompassing like welfare with those different things.
Toad and her co-workers don't have a typical 9-to-5. Whether they are on display on the raptor trail, going to schools and traveling for educational purposes, or participating in flight presentation, these birds are booked and busy. Doesn't that ever get stressful for these birds?
When we are evaluating birds for which job we think would be best for them, like again, either on the trail or working for school programs or whatever that may look like, that's where we look for signs of nervousness. And that's when they tell me, like, exactly, like, hey, I don't mind working one-on-one with you. We use positive reinforcement training and try to use least intrusive practices. So we give our birds choice and control in training programs. And so the bird leads the training programs, and I kind of respond based on what the bird is comfortable doing. So a lot of the things we look for are more behavior based to show if they're comfortable moving forward with certain training opportunities or not. And then we kind of evaluate and go from there of either maybe taking a step back or moving forward or pivoting or whatever that may look like.
Oh, so it's almost like a pick your own adventure. I love how the Carolina Raptor Center treats each bird as an individual. Behavior and temperament of a raptor species is so important when considering how successful a bird will be in a captive habitat.
Totally. Long-term care is more than just making sure a bird is living pain-free. Captivity can impact a bird's flight, hunting, and social interactions.
Captive raptors, like the ones at the Carolina Raptor Center, are provided food, so hunting looks much different for them than a bird in the wild. This can result in decreases in predatory skills, but the Raptor Center actually has a cool way to mitigate this.
We have nutritional enrichment because even just giving birds whole big chunks of like their natural diet, like a big chunk of rabbit is super enriching. Pulling off that fur, pulling meat off the bones, and making sure they have an opportunity to eat natural prey items that they would and go through all the motions of eating those types of prey items. So lots of different types of enrichment with different goals for behavior that we're trying to encourage that would be happening like if they were out in the wild.
After all the work these birds put into, it's no wonder that they've worked up an appetite. But it's not just all work and no play at the Raptor Center. Blowing bubbles can be a great way to help these birds, especially the ones that hunt during the day, to maintaining their health, hunting instincts and practicing tracking live prey.
So one sensory like enrichment opportunity would be blowing bubbles. Raptors are very visual birds a lot of the times, especially the ones that hunt during the day. And so just giving them something different to look at and follow can be super enriching for them.
Bubble blowing is a great example of the kinds of goal-based enrichment programs that exist at the Raptor Center. These activities encourage the raptors' natural behavior as they would act in the wild. But that's not all the Raptor Center does to mitigate stress.
No, they take careful consideration to design enclosures for these birds that mitigate stress. The core idea here is to replicate ecological and behavioral conditions that raptors have evolved for while minimizing chronic stressors.
Exactly. These birds still need to be able to navigate and move around their enclosures in a way that preserves their flight ability and natural hunting behaviors.
Even the jobs these birds are assigned is chosen carefully with mitigating chronic stress in mind.
But what happens if life in captivity is just too stressful for the bird?
Well, the Raptor Center takes euthanasia very seriously. It is definitely not a go-to, but if the quality of life of the bird is at risk, it is absolutely an option for compassionate care.
We take euthanasia very seriously as an option. It is a like compassionate care tool. Because if we think a bird would have chronic stress living with us or would have chronic pain, based on behaviors that they're showing us as we're evaluating, euthanasia is definitely like an option because welfare is so important.
It must be so hard to say goodbye to a bird you've worked with for so long, but I love that there's a committee that makes the decision. It sounds like the Raptor Center takes their stewardship over these raptors very seriously.
They do, and even though the decision to euthanize is difficult, the job comes with positive moments as well.
My favorite part of my job is we do a summer bird show, and we free fly birds in front of hundreds of people. And really getting to see everyone's faces as birds fly right over them is like that moment of like, yes, this is why I do this, right? Because we're giving people that opportunity to see these birds up close that they may not get to see themselves. We're able to introduce different topics to people that they may not even realize exist.
I'm definitely catching one of those flyover shows this summer.
Places like the Raptor Center are great to support because they can introduce topics to people that they may have not otherwise known about.
Especially when it comes to raptors, it can educate people on how to avoid birds coming into the Raptor Center in the first place and connect people with raptors so that they want to make a difference. In fact, do you know the number one reason why birds come into the Raptor Center in the first place?
No.
No!
Vehicle accidents. So the Raptor Center serves as an important role in raising awareness with the public on how to avoid raptors being sent to the rehab center in the first place.
Is that how Toad ended up at the Raptor Center?
No, Toad is a lesson that sometimes when you see a baby raptor, it's better to leave it than take it in yourself.
But won't it get eaten or die if you leave it on its own?
Well, baby birds need to navigate on their own, so taking it home isn't always the best option. That baby needs to develop and learn how to live in the wild. Plus, Toad gets really excited when she sees people, which, although adorable, isn't safe for her. She needs to have a healthy fear of humans.
Plus, the parents are usually still around or close by looking out and feeding the baby bird, even if you don't immediately see them. The Raptor Center actually has a term for this. They call it an accidental kidnapping.
Oh, so it sounds like captivity wasn't a choice for Toad, but it did offer her a second chance.
Exactly.
Through careful rehabilitation, enrichment, and education, places like the Carolina Raptor Center challenge us to rethink what it means to protect wildlife.
Not just in the wild, but everywhere. If you're in the Charlotte area, you can visit the Carolina Raptor Center and see these birds firsthand and hear their stories for yourself.